A lot of Australians take overseas travel almost for granted, but if you're disabled, there's a lot more to worry about. Airlines make a public relations point of being disabled friendly, but sometimes the reality may not live up to the ads. One Australian woman says a lack of understanding from airlines is turning her trip of a lifetime into a major stress, and things need to change. Penny Timms reports.
Melbourne woman Kim Jago has spinal muscular atrophy. The condition confines her to an electric wheelchair and she has little strength in her upper body. Her health is in decline, prompting her to plan for an ultimate cruising holiday from Australia to Hong Kong.
My condition is deteriorating. You know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, and I'm trying the very best to fulfil a few of my bucket list dreams, and this was one of them, going on the Queen Elizabeth. Unfortunately, the Queen Elizabeth doesn't return, and I have no choice but to fly home.
When she flies, she books business class, so there's better comfort and support for her body. She also requires the use of an Eagle Lift, which mechanically lifts her in and out of her seat and into a waiting wheelchair. Ms. Jago contacted Qantas soon after booking a flight with the airline from Hong Kong to Melbourne and explained her requirements. She says she was then told the lift won't be available to her in Hong Kong. The lifts cost around $15,000 each, including training and delivery, and Qantas provides them at most of its domestic terminals. But the airline doesn't provide them overseas because it says it uses a third party, which is responsible for its own training and processes. In a written statement, Qantas says it will continue to speak with its ground handling companies, as well as with Ms. Jago, to ensure it makes her trip as comfortable as possible. Other airlines that the ABC reached out to say they have a similar arrangement to Qantas. But staff from Hong Kong Airport have told Ms. Jago that those arrangements are typically organised by the airlines, and that's where responsibility falls. Graeme Innes is a former Australian Disability Discrimination Commissioner. He says airlines flying in or out of Australia should be regulated to protect the rights of people with a disability.
If an airline is flying people in or out of Australia and the tickets have been purchased in Australia, they should provide the services expected by disability discrimination legislation, if that isn't done, people have a right to lodge complaints, and some people do that. But really, people shouldn't have to lodge complaints. We should regulate airlines and require them to provide these services in the same way as does the US and Europe.
Professor Simon Darcy is from the University of Technology in Sydney. He too requires the use of an Eagle Lift to travel. He says he commends Qantas on its domestic services, but agrees greater consistency is needed across airlines and especially overseas.
It's really fantastic if we're able to not only get a great piece of technology, but have active support for having that technology adopted by other airlines so that people with disability can be more certain of the level of service provision they're going to get each time they go to the airport, so that they're not in a position of getting to a destination thousands of kilometres from home and not being treated in a way that's safe, secure, and offers them an equality of service provision that other customers receive.
Ms. Jago says she's trying to stand up for others in a similar situation.
I'm fighting for rights that in 2015 should be available. I'm not asking for the world. This equipment is available. It's not expensive. It's a drop in the ocean and it's safe and it puts you on with respect and dignity, and that's all I'm asking for.
She says her trip of a lifetime is now uncertain.
I honestly and truly thought that our national carrier would care more about the Australian people than they have, and it's appalling. I'm in shock, and I don't know how I'm going to get home. I have no idea.
Kim Jago, ending that report by Penny Timms.